Hey, this is John Bolger with Premier Guitar. I'm in Nashville, Tennessee with Eddie Angel of Los Straitjackets. Eddie, thank you, man, for joining us today.
Thank you. Glad to be doing it.
So this is, tell me about your rig. This is a very simple rig
for us. Yeah, well, I play a DePinto Galaxy guitar, and it's a little mom and pop shop in Philadelphia, run by Chris DePinto and his wife.
Oh, cool.
And they design them, and then they have them made overseas, but I really like the way it looks because it reminds me, like when I was a kid, I used to look in the pawn shop window,
right?
And I wanted the guitar with the most bells and whistles.
Yeah,
more pickups. I want more buttons. Yeah, so anyway, I like the sparkle.
I love the sparkle. Love the mother of bowling ball picker. Yeah. That's great.
And of course, you need a whammy bar, and it's pretty. But so before this, we used to play all Fenders, and I used to play a Stratocaster, and this comes close to sound like a Strat, and this is for the different pickups, four pickups, but I only play on the bridge pickup.
Oh, really?
That's it, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you got all that?
I got all that
just in case.
Just in case I need another pickup. But,
yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I just find the sound of the bridge pickup, cuts through, and
right.
For me,
it's like, perfect. I mean, the way your tones work between the two of you, it's perfect.
It is nice. It's a two guitar attack. So, and whammy bar. You have a whammy bar. Okay, you gotta go do stuff like this.
Yeah.
And I do it. My specialty move is like I go like this. So that's the only one I want to promote. That one.
That's a good move.
This one, Eddie.
Oh, and this one too. I learned this one. That's that one. That's advanced. That's for the advanced.
Yeah. I feel like I'm seeing the magician put rabbit's ass in sleeve and stuff.
Yeah. So for an amp, we love Fender Deluxe Reverbs. That's their favorite sound amp. And this is a reissue, but we would love to have an original, but it's just kind of take on the road.
Sure.
So, and no effects, that's my effects right there.
Right.
That's it, man.
Right, for our viewing audience, there is all of his effects,
Yeah.
Reverb and tremolo.
Yeah,
that's great.
So I use the tremolo for something like this, I'll use both and go.
That's awesome. Yeah, nothing subtle about that.
No, and the thing about tremolo and vibrato, whatever you want to call it, is, I'm a big Link Wray fan, and like everybody, the end of Rumble, when he turns on the vibrato, is like one of the best moments of recording this guitar, I think.
Yeah.
He goes. Then all of a sudden here. Anyway, that's
Yeah, tremolo, it's like Tabasco, man. You can put it on anything.
Yeah. And so I just find that plugging directly into an amp is the best sound. I mean, when I plug into boxes, it just doesn't sound as good to me. That's my own personal opinion.
Prior to Los Straitjackets, you've been playing around with a lot of people in Nashville. Did you use pedal boards back then?
No, never used a pedal board. I did. I have a rockabilly band, the Planet Rockers. I have a little Boss delay for that.
But, with Mark Winchester,
our mutual Winchester, friend. Yeah. So I will use that occasionally. Yeah. I just find that the more anything I have to plug into is more problems.
Yeah, no, I get it. Yeah. What strings do you run on this?
I use an 11 E string, 11, 14, and 18 playing. Okay. And then the bottom three, just whatever. I mean, I like heavy strings, not as heavy as Dick Dale, but I find heavier string, the better tone and stays in tune better.
And you're in standard tuning?
Yeah, just playing standard tuning.
Yeah, perfect.
And I like these nylon picks made by, what you call it, Dunlop.
Oh, Dunlop, cool. And it looks like a pretty substantial quarter-inch cable you've got running into that.
Oh, well, check this out. I don't know if you've ever seen one of these, but check it out.
Wow, okay.
So this, I found a friend of mine in Holland found these for me. I don't think... You can get them anywhere in America.
That's great. I'm not sure why that's practical, but it's pretty cool.
Well, it's because, you this is where it always breaks.
Oh, know? Yeah, yeah. Oh, and is it like a kill switch too, or does it when you?
No, it's not a kill switch. But it's just so you don't break the cable. But the only bad side is sometimes you leave it in the amp if you're,
sure,
an amp or something.
Yeah.
And you can't. And it's really hard to replace this part, man.
Right.
You can't find these.
Yeah, don't know where you'd start. Well, that is very cool. Well, anyway, thanks so much for joining us, man. I'm going to talk to your partner in crime now.
Thank you.
Okay, now I am with Greg Townsend, the other guitarist in Los Straitjackets. Greg, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, John.
Yeah, pleasure,
great
man.
Good to see you. I had my pick in my palm as I shook your hand.
I thought it was like a Django thing you had going on. or a Garcia missing a finger. But
Well, you know what's interesting is that because I do the same thing that Eddie does, just go straight from the guitar into the amp. One of the things that happens is that I use my hands so much in different ways to get different sounds.
Yeah, I noticed that. That's cool.
Yeah, without the pedals to do anything. So I oftentimes am playing rhythm like that, palm the pick and do this.
Yeah. This kind of.
And really get the 2 and 4, the accent that way.
Yeah, it's cool. You know, when you strip away all those pedals and stuff like that, and it's just a guitar and an amp, you really do kind of find other ways of getting tones out of it.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, very cool. Now, is this what model? Is this the actual Straitjackets model?
This is. Yep. Mine is slightly different from Eddie's in that I have these buttons that go for each of the pickups.
Very cool.
They act as humbuckers, so if you've got two engaged, these two or those two, you can get the humbucking effect. And so I basically use these two pickups for the majority of the show.
Yeah, you know, you sounded, during an earlier song, your sound check, you sounded very Stratty on one song. I don't know what you were doing.
Yeah.
What do you remember what pickup you were on at that point?
Probably these two. Yeah, it's a combination. You can get a Strat sound and you can get a Jazzmaster approximation. So,
yeah.
And it has its own character too, for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, what it's, and I, you know, my main guitar when I was first playing was with a Jazzmaster. So this feels very
That's a good
natural.
Fit, right.
Yeah, very natural to me.
And that whammy bar, actually, you know, as much as you were digging into it, it was really staying in tune.
Yeah, yes, it has been. Yeah, and I do that, those dive bomb kind of things.
Yeah.
Quite a lot.
Yeah.
Maybe more than I should be allowed to do.
Oh, man, it's perfect. It's not a lot of restraint. But that's what
you
kind of
want. No, with the mess, we don't have the subtlety. Is
yeah. Yeah. You don't go to a Low Straitjackets show for subtlety, for nuance.
But there is a lot of variety in what we do.
There is.
Yeah. Yeah. It does. It does move around a little bit more than most people probably think. But
Yeah, it's really cool hearing the way you two work with each other.
Thank you. Yeah, we got lucky. Eddie and I really compliment each other's playing. There's no ego, that's for sure. We both love the same kind of music. And we come at it from slightly different way, so it complements one another.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah. So when do you carry a backup guitar with you, or you just...
We just have a spare DePinto, another one of these, so...
That just one guitar that you'll... They get it. If two people break a string, then it's
in trouble.
You're in trouble. That's,
We asked the audience if anyone brought a guitar with them. But rarely pop strings. I mean, it does happen. We change our strings fairly frequently.
Yeah. And what gauge do you run as well?
Same thing. It's 11.
Yeah.
11. And they're D'Addario's.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're very durable. And the heavier, the better. I don't do much string bending in this group. That's all the whammy bar.
Yeah.
So the heavier strings sound. Have a nicer tone.
Yeah, it is really, it's just hearing you guys, it's like just a great lesson in guitar tone, like straight up guitar tone. Yeah, I loved it, man.
Yeah, it's, it is just like it used to be, like before pedals became, and I love people who work with pedals and make great music with them, but we definitely go for the old school, straight into the amp.
Were you ever a pedal guy?
I'm from Rochester, New York, and that's where MXR
Oh, really?
Was originated in
Love
the 70s.
MXR.
So there was a lot of MXR product around my hometown. I tried the Phase, you know, 90,
sure.
and I had an analog delay, a distortion plus. These were, it was basically almost all MXR pedals around my neck of the woods. So, you can do, I still have the analog delay, and I will record with that sometimes.
Yeah. Very cool. Yeah. Very cool. Well, you guys, it's great hearing you. Inspirational.
Well, thank you.
And yeah,
I
man.
Tell you, yeah, just having this as the pedal board.
Yeah.
I mean, we played this big stadium in Mexico City, 50,000 people, and I'm sitting there's the pedal board.
That's great. So when you travel, do you just pick up a backline deluxe?
Yeah, we have a backline here in Nashville that we use for the East, and then we have backline in LA that we use for our West Coast round. So,
yeah.
And it's we've used Vibraluxes, but it's mainly we'll do the deluxes whenever we can.
Yeah. They're plenty loud, and it seems it just seems like a perfect fit for you guys.
Well,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank awesome. You. Well, this is John Bolger. Till next time. Thanks a million. All right.
You're welcome, Jeff.
Cheers.
Bye bye.
Don't forget to sign up for PG Perks, your all-access pass to exclusive gear giveaways and discounts on PremierGuitar.com.